The collection grows. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 26th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
Impact Wrestling.
It happened. Kenny Omega is the new Impact World Champion. He pinned Rich Swann clean in the middle of the ring with the One-Winged Angel in the main event of last night's Rebellion pay-per-view. Omega also secured Swann's TNA World Championship with the win. Omega already holds the AEW World Championship and the AAA Mega Championship. That's four belts and counting. The former Big Cass made his debut in Impact as W. Morrissey, subbing in for Eric Young on the Violent by Design side of an eight-man tag. Young has a torn ACL. Morrissey pinned Willie Mack to win the match. Josh Alexander is the new X Division champion. He pinned the former champ Ace Austin to win a three-way that also included TJP. Rachel Ellering pinned Kiera Hogan, and she and Jordynne Grace took the Knockouts tag titles from Fire and Flava. Finn Juice is still the Impact Tag Team Champions. Juice Robinson caught Luke Gallows in a small package to get the pin and the win over the Good Brothers. Deonna Purrazzo held on to the Knockouts Championship by pinning Tennille Dashwood. Taylor Wilde entered the Impact Zone to save Dashwood from a post-match beating, and Wilde took down Purrazzo's pals Kimberly and Susan. Trey Miguel beat Sami Callihan in their last man standing match. Brian Myers took advantage of a knee injury to Matt Cardona to get the pin in their showdown. And on the pre-show, the makeshift team of Rosemary and Havoc beat Kimberly and Susan. During last night's broadcast, Impact announced three upcoming major events: an Impact Plus exclusive Under Siege on May 15th, Against All Odds on June 12th, and the Slammiversary pay-per-view is coming up in July. No specific date for that show was mentioned. However, the promo video for Slammiversary flashed images of three former Impact stars who were recently released by WWE: Samoa Joe, Mickey James, and Chelsea Green.
WWE.
Tonight's Raw is promoting a rematch from last week: Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman versus T-Bar and Mace. Also, an appearance by WWE champion Bobby Lashley, who was not on last week's show. Tuesday's NXT is promoting Adam Cole's first appearance since TakeOver. He'll be part of a sit-down interview.
AEW.
The Acclaimed is back at full strength and on tonight's Dark Elevation. Max Caster and Anthony Bowens will compete as a team for the first time since early February. Tonight's show is also promoting four main events: Joey Janela versus Matt Sydal, Chuck Taylor versus Rey Fénix, Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page versus Alex Reynolds and Allen Five Angels, and Big Swollen Red Velvet versus Nyla Rose and Maddie Rynkowski. There's a new match announced for Wednesday's Dynamite. It's another TNT Championship defense for Darby Allin. He'll be defending against Dark Order's 10.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is running another Road to Wrestling Dontaku show this morning, with two singles matches headlining the card: Tetsuya Naito versus Great Okan and Sonata versus Aaron Hanare. Meanwhile, more shows are being lost to a new state of emergency in Japan, Dragon Gate canceling six shows between May 1st and May 9th. Daga vacated the AAA Latin American Championship over the weekend. The new champion will be crowned at the Rey de Reyes show on May 1st. It'll be a three-way: Octagon Jr. versus Black Taurus versus a surprise opponent. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 26th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.